Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. Will it let me stay? Let me stay. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
Ooh, to WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Pleased to be with you this evening. The Phillies play one more game against the Mets. It will happen tonight. The first pitch is at 7:15. After our show is done, Jackie Baseball will take you up until Phillies on Deck with leading off, an extended leading off. Is that what we have?
Oh, a little extended leading off.
Yeah. Jack gets to talk about the Phillies without us butting in.
Thank God. It doesn't look like any rain tonight, so Murph slept well.
Oh, wow. It's been a pretty rain-free season. Feels like the last couple of years.
Well, there has been a couple 3-hour burgers this year.
With
rain delays. Only
the delay, but not. They haven't banged many games.
They didn't have one doubleheader last year.
Right. I think we had one or two this year. 215-592-9494. Yoshi in Brewery Town. You're on WIP.
My man Spike, Big Ike, Jackie, baby. What's popping?
Yosh.
What's up, Yosh?
You got the bad signal, huh?
Yep.
Yeah, I had multiple texts hitting me up telling me that I was being disrespected.
Your stock is down.
I
that's
went
for Jack.
The Odyssey app plug, and I rewinded.
You
I
had to rewind it.
I got off for a second because I was talking to my wife, and you know, I have to answer the phone. So I was like, stock down. That's cool. I ain't even care, but. When Jack said, that's not my Yoshi, I was like, I'm going to call in because I felt that I owed that to him. Now, I took a little sabbatical, and the reason why, let me ask you a question. I'm quite sure you've all experienced this. You ever been at Full Tilt, and then she says, hold up, I'll be right back, I got to pee?
Yes, but we can't.
So you understand what I'm saying,
yes,
right?
Yes, 100%.
So I rushed home once.
The pee doesn't bother me.
Full Tilt. Bird game and everybody riding down the highway with a flag on. I jumped two Cowboys fans because they was pointing at their hats at each other. The light. I cut around them and then showed them my hat. I came home, got super hyped because Rios was on the radio. I said, boom, went upstairs, threw a quick 250 on the bench. I sit out a little bit. I was feeling good. My wife came in the house, started talking about Boogie. I was like, be quiet, I'm about to get on the phone. I was got myself in trouble. Because Buzz said, Yoshi, you're up next. I went 55 minutes, and the show went off.
Wow.
And I'm not going to lie. It kind of hurt my feelings. And I never complain about anything. So when I get like that, what I do, I back off for a second to relax. Because you should never be so obsessed with something where as though it hurts your feelings. So I said, I'm not going to call for a week. And I'll come back on Monday.
Okay. That's wow.
Hold on.
Wait a minute.
Did I hear this right? This was game day last week?
Game day,
and we didn't take your call?
Nope. Buzz told me I was coming right up.
You know what happened?
Was it the fight with Elliot?
It was. That's what happened.
Yeah.
That's what happened. The fight with Elliot happened.
Yeah, because it was the longer fight.
Yes.
It was 10 minutes. Yep. I'm sorry, Yoshi.
Yeah, it was a pretty long fight.
So instead of just telling us you were disappointed, you boycotted us for a week?
No, I've been listening.
Oh, okay.
We know you listen. Yeah, we know that.
And, and what's his name? And I didn't boycott you. That's such a harsh word.
Well, I'm just calling it what it is.
And I'm not a person that complains.
That's what this phone call sounds like.
Well, I said, I'm telling you why.
Okay, all right, fair enough.
Like, don't do that. Like,
No, fair enough. I apologize.
You are super smart, Lex Luthor, but sometimes really listen.
All right, I said I was sorry. Sometimes Elliot just does that, and you got to fight with him.
Yeah.
I understand that.
Right.
I wasn't mad at you. I was mad at Buzz. I wanted to pop him in his big forehead.
Buzz does have a giant forehead. Him and Pete Alonso are competing for who has the biggest forehead.
Buzz got a water head. Like, I'm sorry, Buzz. He definitely ain't going to put me on the phone now. I'm
sorry. He definitely ain't getting on you.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm going to just text and tell Jack. That's all. Jack can get But I'm back. My stock about to go back up because now I'm going to worry y'all because Jack going to feel compelled to put me on the phone with him because he don't like the Buzz hurt his Yoshi's feelings, right?
Exactly,
Jack?
Right. I got my caller.
Yeah, Jack is sensitive over there.
That's right. Yes. I almost burnt my books. Like, no.
Again, it was not my fault.
Sometimes when Jack puts somebody at the number one spot on the call board and I don't go to them, I look at Jack just to see if he gives me the disapproving
look. He's definitely frustrated. Yeah.
And he'll definitely, what's the name, throw you under the bus if you don't.
I know. But sometimes I'll even tell Jack, if I know he wants somebody on, I'll whisper to him in his ear, tell that person I'll get to them this coming. Because
like
I'm trying to put everything in a certain spot. So again, I apologize.
The main thing that got me like that is because I straight up told my wife, babe, I'm about to get on the phone. And she was mad all night. And that's what fueled me. I was like, oh, man. You know what I had to do on Friday to get back in good graces and on Saturday?
It's called a big dose of D.
No, I ain't getting none. The weekend is my time, boy. Come on, man. All week I had a headache, a migraine. I do nothing.
Yoshi, do you have a pet peeve or was the pee thing? Was that your pet peeve?
The pee doesn't bother me.
All right.
Oh, God.
My pet peeve is people who talk trash to me, and I decide to walk away. The guy to me said walk away, but it makes me mad.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
That sounds good.
There he is.
I love y'all, cats. I'll talk to y'all tomorrow.
All right, Yosh.
All right, Yosh.
He's back. Yoshi's back. I didn't know where that story was going with where he started it.
I know.
Yeah, but I get it.
Well, I didn't either.
Yeah. I remember it now, I guess. I remember the fight with Elliot. He must have been on the phone.
I remember
at that
Yoshi
point.
Being online.
And then we had that problem where we have the hard out at that point.
Yeah,
and all that.
I know. So, all right. It happens.
All right.
It happens. Yeah.
Jamie and Cherry Hill, you're on WIP. What's up, Jamie?
Hey guys, good to be with you.
What's up, brother?
I'm usually good to sit back and listen and laugh, but I had to call in when I heard the pet peeve topic.
Oh.
Speaking of listening and laughing, when I heard Bam's story yesterday about why he had to do time. He was talking about stealing the cigarette lighters out of the car. Man, I thought I was going to pull an abdominal muscle. I thought I was going to have to pull over my car.
Well, everybody knows Rikers was full of people who were stealing car lighters.
Oh, Spike, I was as baffled as you were when he started talking, but then when he wrapped it all up, oh, man, that was comedy gold.
So yeah, he didn't happen to mention that the lighter he stole had a car on it.
So Jack's 5-5 was on point. Bam needed to be number one. All right, so guys, when I heard the pet peeve topic, this is my Super Bowl, man. This is my Super Bowl. I have a sports talk pet peeve, a sports conversation pet peeve.
Okay.
And it happens on the Barstool. It happens with you guys, I don't know, maybe once an hour.
Okay.
So it's when someone acts like they don't know the difference between a comparison and a frame of reference. For example,
okay,
this young quarterback in the draft has the accuracy of Joe Montana. Right, that's a frame of reference. That's not a comparison.
You're not saying that he is Joe Montana. You're saying,
absolutely not. And a frame of reference has to be popular, man. It's got to be known and understood by everybody having the discussion. I mean, that's why you don't hear people say he's got the accuracy of this dude I knew in college, right?
Right.
No one knows the dude you knew in college. That's a poor frame of reference. But constantly when you say something like that, people respond by saying, did you just mention him in the same breath as Joe Montana? And that drives me up the wall. That it doesn't make you sound above it all when you respond that way. It makes you sound like you don't know what you're talking about.
Well, so, Jamie, God, what that actually is most times is just an arguing tactic.
Yes, most times
what you're trying to do is, if the other person made a good point, if you can just point out that they compared, let's say they compared Jalen Hurts' focus to Michael Jordan.
Right.
And all I have to do is go, did you just say that Jalen Hurts is Michael Jordan? Then it's over. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, man.
All right.
Guys, I feel liberated to have the chance to talk to you. Oh, man. All right. Thanks a million, guys.
All right, Jamie. Yeah, I get that. I understand that.
Frame of reference.
Yeah, versus a comparison.
Yeah, but he didn't give us a comparison.
No, but I think a comparison would be...
So if I were to use his example, that
yes,
he has the accuracy of Joe Montana. I do understand that's a frame of reference.
Right.
So how would you say his accuracy is compared to?
No, I think what he would say is, you're not saying that he is Joe Montana. You're
right.
Just saying that this one thing is similar to Joe Montana.
Right.
Whereas a comparison would be, you know, Jalen Hurts, he plays just like da-da-da, or he's just as good as da-da-da, I think is a comparison.
You see how thin that line is?
Yes,
okay.
It is.
That's all I wanted to
for
point
sure
out, yes.
It's one of those things where you know it when you hear it. I think I understand what he is saying.
I understand what he was saying, but I just couldn't figure out how would I compare somebody? The frame of reference thing is on point.
Yes.
But then I'm baffled as to, okay, if I'm going to compare, how can I do that without, you just don't use someone of that stature, you use somebody that's more or less...
Equal
to him.
Equal
yeah
to it,
yeah.
I think okay is what you would do.
All right.
215-592-9494, Dustin in the Northeast. Wow. Dustin, you're on WIP.
Spike, Ike, Spritzy, how are you, fellas?
What's up, Dustin?
Yeah, going back to yesterday, Spike, my answer was the pretzels filled with peanut butter.
Yes.
You know what else you got to try with peanut butter, dude? You never eat a banana with peanut butter?
Dude. Constantly, once a week at least.
No. Yeah, this dude is always eating banana and peanut butter.
Yeah, apple with peanut butter, banana with peanut butter. You give me something, I'll put peanut butter on it.
We all have duty.
Well, not that.
Of all time, dude.
You just chopped the whole thing up.
Yep. That one got sent to me about four times from four different people saying I have to cut it.
That was today, right?
Yeah.
What did I say?
I think Wolfie noticed that
Wolfie
as well.
Wolfie noticed me, yeah.
I got a text from Wolfie.
Well, you're trying to say we all have a duty in the neighborhood, I think, but it just came out we all have duty.
Okay. We all have duty. I didn't even realize that. We all have duty.
Again, this was an instance of Jack needing to use his drop,
right,
and he used it there with Dustin. I don't know if it even worked.
Yeah, he just needed to throw that in there. The P doesn't bother me. The P thing, I didn't even know he had that.
What is that from?
That was from...
That's the same thing.
About, I think
a dog peeing in the lawn.
Yeah. Listen, we're working back here.
We all have duty.
Okay.
Spritzy throwing me off like usual.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Unbelievable. Yeah, listen, Spike, I'm just like you, dude. I'm a secret closet huge Embiid lover, dude. Then that dude's on the court, he changes the game completely. Like, after you were talking about that video yesterday, I went and watched it. I'm not going to lie to you. I got super excited.
Yes.
Hardest wood I had ever touched.
There you go, Spritz. Unbelievable, dude. Can't take you anywhere. Dude.
Here's the thing about Embiid. This is why he is so, why it draws you back in. Mm-hmm. Because you can think of a lot of NBA superstars. They're great players. But the number of NBA superstars that you can think of who are both the best offensive and defensive player on their team, the most important offensive and defensive player on their team, that list is very short. very, very short, and he is both of those at his best, which is why it is so hard to quit and why you see a six-second video of him getting a jumper up, looking trim, without a knee brace. You get excited, man.
Knocking down jumpers like 2-3 years. I'm right there with you. Anybody that watches basketball and can on it, I still think he is a top three player in the NBA when he's healthy.
When he's healthy, for sure.
I don't want to get stuck on them guys right now. Real quick, Spritz, this one's for you. How come they're bringing up dudes from the minors and they're giving Edmundo Sosa days off? That is so stupid to me. You got a hamstring injury with arguably your quickest player on the team, one of the best athletes on your team. Like, you know, hammies linger all year. What do you think? You think he's going to be able to be healthy all during the postseason? Edmundo Sosa needs to play. They need to keep that dude hot and keep him rolling, dude.
One off day is not going to change that.
But I don't care. Unless you're bringing up Painter, I don't want to see any minor league players playing in that red and pinstripe, dude. I do not need to see it. I need to see it. I need to get the guys that are going to play in the playoffs. I need to see them in stride going into the playoffs. I don't need to see a minor leaguer.
Well, like, Stott's sitting tonight. Does that make you feel good?
No, that pisses me off, dude. He should be my shortstop. He's my backup shortstop, dude. He should be in the lineup.
I do kind of respect Topper's ability. Like, I think I said like again. Friggin' Rod told me I keep saying like, and I noticed it, and now I can't stop doing it. Anyway, Topper has to do two things. He has to get them the 2 seed, potentially the 1 seed, but also giving guys days here and there to keep them fresh.
And that's all he's doing.
Topper's done a good job this year. You got to let him cook, Dustin. All right.
Well, I got a pet peeve for you real quick. Yeah. We're giving my pet peeve. Spike, get ready. The ass whooping starts tonight. Josh Jacobs, 25 points.
Oh, I'm playing Dustin in fantasy.
There you go. Yeah. There's a pet peeve.
All right. Well, when I bust your ass this week, I'm going to talk about it all next week.
We'll see. We'll see what happens. Bam, I got this W for you this week, big dog. Don't worry about it. Yeah, my biggest pet peeve that I cannot stand is when somebody's sitting next to me eating food and it sounds like I'm sitting next to a Clydesdale horse.
Oh,
that's me. Same thing.
Oh, the loud eating.
The loud eating, man. Yeah. I'm telling you.
Yeah, Mike's already letting us know about tomorrow.
Yeah, man. Can't eat with your mouth open.
Loud.
Yeah.
Dude, my mother would backhand you up from the table from that. If she, as a kid, my
chewing
brother,
with your
my
mouth
brother
open?
Did that. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Man. You hear the saliva?
Oh, the worst. The one thing, my wife hates slurping.
Yeah.
So if she hears... There used to be somebody in her office years ago that would slurp tea.
Ooh.
And I would get a text message.
Cringe.
They're slurping again.
What about spaghetti?
That's not the issue. I think her specific issue is slurping
from a
soup,
drinking cup, yeah.
Soup or tea or coffee.
That's
bad, man.
Sound.
That's bad.
She hates it. Let's get to the text line, then we'll pick our winner for next question. Text line brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
I'm going to make Elliot my little bee tomorrow, Spike, just like I did to you. Jolly running up the art museum steps.
Elliot versus Jolly tomorrow at 11 a.m. on the WIP Midday Show, debating whether Sunday's game is an acceptable loss for the Eagles.
And Jolly tweeted out tomorrow is going to be an acceptable loss for Elliot.
Wow.
Yeah. Dun, dun, dun.
Elliot is going to make Jolly insane. Because Elliot.
He won't back down, yeah.
He doesn't back down. He also doesn't change his tone, which can be infuriating for people. He doesn't get louder.
Yeah.
And I think that will drive Jolly crazy.
I was going to say, how does that
Jolly will get louder.
Get louder,
yeah. Yeah.
I'll be tuned in.
Oh, yeah. I'll be listening to that. What's next?
When Spike has strong opinions about something and is proven right, I said not to give Schwarbs an extension and he hits 50 home runs. When Spike has strong opinions about something and is proven wrong, we all wanted Kepler to be DFA'd, and he proved us all wrong.
Wait a minute.
Frank and Ardmore.
Hold up. Why am I getting hit with the Kepler thing? It's true. Jack disappeared. He fell on the floor because
he's hiding.
That is his bit. So many of my baseball things are because Jack screwed me.
Oh, wow.
What Jack told me.
Cut that one.
Jack told me Kepler was going to get DFA'd. He kept saying it on the air.
I thought so.
Oh, my God.
Hey, by the way, he's been close
to getting Kwan.
He's been on the biggest roller coaster with Kepler all year. First, he loved him at the beginning of the year.
Then he wanted him off the team.
Yeah, then he wants him off the team.
And now we're back to being Kepler.
Back to being on there.
And the whole Bader thing is because he contaminated my mind with Steve Kwan stuff.
Yeah.
You're a... like Napoleon. I don't know if you're on our team, not on our team, whatever it is. Traitor is what. Yeah. What's next?
What a weird pet peeve by Chuck. It has to be so much quicker in New Jersey anyway, since he doesn't have to get in and out of his car seat. Spike during the break.
I did not say that. I didn't say it. I don't have a problem with her pumping my gas in Jersey.
We're Jersey, man.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
We're Jersey, man.
I like pumping my own gas, but I don't mind them doing it.
It's funny because it's harder to teach the kids how to pump gas
when
we live in Jersey. Yeah. So, but when they come over here or if they're somewhere else, they're clueless. Yeah,
you get the phone call?
I think they're clueless about having to pump gas.
How do I do this?
Participation trophy society.
Yep.
That's what it is.
What's next?
We got a problem, Eskin? Ross Tucker.
Oh, yeah.
What'd you do with Ross?
Nah, I said, I keep bringing up. He said it was the best game Jalen ever played.
Oh, yeah, that's a little over the top.
Psychotic. Sorry. What's next?
What doesn't Ike understand? When the Phils were playing bad, I said they were done. And now that the Phils are playing well, I'm saying they're going to win the World Series. Not complicated.
Here we go.
Spike in Mount Airy.
Here we go.
Spike in Mount
Airy. I don't live in Mount Airy. Also, I never said the Phils were done.
You're flip-flopping like Chuck is what the text is associated
with. I never said the Phils were done. Not even close.
I know.
All right. I hate the text line. I'm canceling it. It's Mark's bit anyway. What's next?
How could they not get the runner over there? Gotta move your feet. You know who used to move their feet? Sugar Ray Leonard. Let's discuss tomorrow. Tasty Cake Don texting Jack during Phil's games.
Tasty Cake pivoted to boxing first.
He wanted to get into boxing. He's a boxing fan.
Yeah. I can tell.
He's a boxing fan. We used to do a lot of boxing talk.
I know. Yeah. Different time at WIP.
Yeah. Is that Ike at night? When was that happening?
Yeah, pretty much, yes. We can talk about anything.
Yeah. What's next?
Relax over there with the Mets stuff. Pablo Torre.
Pablo got another one, man.
Man, yeah. Got a big one. That's a big one,
So what's this one? Is it an extension of the Kawhi thing?
Yes, an extension. Essentially what they found was this new thing that he released today is that a co-owner of the Clippers made a payment to that company of $2 million right when Kawhi Leonard was complaining that he wasn't getting paid his $1.75 million. And then 9 days later after that payment, Kawhi got his money.
Yeah. So,
Pablo's pretty good, man.
Yeah.
I'm glad I'm on his good side. Let's put it that way.
Pablo's going to squeeze out of this one.
Yeah. I'm glad I'm not on Pablo's bad side. I will say that. So for the tickets, we do have a pair of tickets for next question today to the Fight On McKenna Foundation's Bite for the Fight Food Festival Saturday. That is 2 days from now at the Greater Philadelphia Expo Center in Oaks. Great event to benefit the Fight On McKenna Foundation, which helps out CHOP and pediatric cancer. And you get to taste all this great food from all these great local restaurants. For more information, biteforthefight.com. Next question today was your number one pet peeve. Jack, what are the finalists here?
Yeah, so Matt Norlin with his coworker that spits in the trash can.
Disgusting, yeah.
Garen Vineland's pet peeves were pet peeves.
Yes.
Spike and Bristles was Herb.
Yeah, that was the funniest one.
And then Dustin in the Northeast just had a good one.
Yeah, I think... Gary and Vineland's pet peeve being pet peeves.
pretty funny bit.
Is the best one.
All right.
That would, so you get a pair, that pair of tickets. We'll have another pair tomorrow. Remember, you can buy them at biteforthefight.com. Great event and worth every penny. Jack is up next with Leading Off. Get you up for Phil's Mets Game 4. And we will talk to you tomorrow at the same place at the same time. And remember, deodorant is the thief of joy.
We all have duty.
All right. Are you done yet?
Yeah.
You want to do it one more time?
No, we're okay.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.